We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm David Batten. Here's what's happening. Advocates for the unemployed are calling upon Pennsylvania Governor-elect Josh Shapiro to prioritize fixing the state's unemployment compensation system when he takes office next month. The story from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The problem started during the pandemic when initial claims for unemployment rose by 20 times, according to a new report by the Keystone Research Center. That created backlogs and broke down communication, so applicants waited with no way to get information. But even with claims back to pre-pandemic levels, the report says Pennsylvania ranks near the bottom for processing claims, with nearly half of workers waiting 10 weeks. Jermaine Heath was laid off in September, applied in October, and still has not received a payment.
I have four boys that need to be taken care of. It becomes a crunch on your finances.
Heath and others spoke outside the state office building on 8th Street this week to ask for action from the incoming administration. But current Undersecretary for Unemployment Susan Dickinson says her department is working now to fix the problems, including hiring more staff.
The new staff on board is very helpful. They do answer a lot of calls and they also answer a lot of our emails.
Dickinson says the department has also received federal funding to improve access into equity by hiring navigators to help applicants in person and to partner with community organizations to explain the process. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With the Pennsylvania State Senate poised to begin his impeachment trial next month, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is suing to stop it all. Here's KYW's Antoinette Lee.
District Attorney Larry Krasner's lawyers filed in Commonwealth Court Friday. They claim state lawmakers lack the constitutional authority to remove city officials and that the claims against him aren't substantial enough for impeachment. The suit names top-ranking Republican State Senator Kim Ward as the defendant, as well as the House's impeachment managers. A spokesperson for Senator Ward says she's reviewing the filing and will respond after evaluating the case. The State House voted just over 2 weeks ago to impeach Krasner, citing failure to prosecute certain crimes, his bail request policies, and complaints over inadequate communication with victims. Krasner says this is the first time the State House impeached an elected official, quote, because they do not like their ideas, unquote. His trial is scheduled to begin January 18th. Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Catholic Diocese of Camden is close to setting up a trust fund to compensate survivors of sex abuse at the hands of priests. That fund, first announced in mid-April, will provide $87.5 million to victims over the next 4 years. Virtually all members of the survivors' pool have voted in favor of the settlement fund, part of the diocese's plan to recover from bankruptcy. A federal judge in Camden has completed a 14-day hearing into the process, which the diocese contends is being held up by insurance companies that will have to pay up on the claims. The judge is yet to give final approval to the process. While warehouses and new homes are popping up on old farmland throughout New Jersey, officials in Camden County have bought the development rights to a popular farm to ensure it stays that way. We get details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Stella Farms in Winslow Township grows award-winning sweet corn, and it will continue to do that even if the current owners decide to sell at some point. Under the agreement, a 55-acre section of the farm will always be a farm. Co-owner Barbara Stella says she's thrilled to preserve her family's legacy of 100 years.
We know we are needed in this community to supply the service of offering fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, to come here, it's an experience for people and their families.
Stella says it's a shame but understandable that so many other farmers are selling out and cashing out because farming is such hard work, but she loves it.
I want my feet on the ground, in the dirt. I want my hands in the dirt.
County Commissioner Jeff Nash says it's important to preserve farms like this and the rural way of life for these communities.
the history of Camden County, the farms, the open space. It enhances the quality of life for the residents, not only in Winslow Township here, but throughout the county. It increases property values.
And Nash says it'll always be a priority for the county to preserve open space. In Winslow Township, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.